I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate June 3rd. Soon after the closest star to the Sun was discovered in 1915, astronomers began suspecting that it was gravitationally bound to two other stars. But it's been hard to confirm that suspicion. The stars are the binary system Alpha Centauri A and B and Proxima Centauri. A and B look like a single pinpoint, one of the brightest in the night sky. Proxima is a cosmic ember so faint that you need a good telescope to see it. Proxima is just 4.25 light years from Earth. The other two are a bit farther, but all three stars move through space in the same way. Proxima is sometimes called Alpha Centauri C, indicating that it's the third member of the system. Because of the distance between it and the stars A and B, though, that designation has been shaky. We hadn't seen enough of Proxima's possible orbit to confirm its membership. Some recent studies have solidified that membership, though. One, released last summer, carefully measured the details of the system. Among other things, it found that A and B are about 0.5% farther than earlier studies had tallied, a difference of more than 100 billion miles. It also found that A and B are slightly closer to each other, and it refined the distance from Proxima to the other two stars. The numbers increased the odds that Proxima is a member of the Alpha Centauri system, appearing to confirm that our nearest neighbors are triplets. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.